the hard shoulder
on News Talk
with the all-new Nissan Qashqai, now electrified with mild hybrid power. See nissan.ie.
Like I say, Chicago will be a city, I'm sure, familiar to people listening to the show. I've never actually been here, and my impression, first impression, is it is a great city. It's in a beautiful location on the shores of Lake Michigan, and a city with some great Irish connections, which I know Gateway to Europe will be hoping to tap into. Aidy McGuinness of Ireland Gateway to Europe, CEO of Sigmar, is with me. Aidy, you're very welcome to our temporary studios here on one of the campus buildings in Northwestern University. For people listening at home, what is Ireland Gateway to Europe?
Well, as you said, Ciarán, it's a collective of Irish businesses, initially 10 years ago, emphasising the foreign direct investment attributes of Ireland to sort of amplify the IDA message. But it's garnered great momentum and energy and contacts, as you say. And in fact, you say that we're meeting the Irish community. Our mission initially was to go outside the Irish community and good success, but it's difficult to say no to some of the welcomes that we've had, as you know, from the Irish community, our second, third generation, particularly contacts to now Northwestern University, where we are now, Boston College and Notre Dame.
So people listening as well at home, I suppose, maybe their idea of inward investment and how it is drummed up is through the prism of the IDA. I mean, does this complement that work? Is it different?
100% complements it. We're in awe. We're very proud. I mean, most countries aren't proud of their semi-state organisations. I think the Irish people, as you know, we're very proud of the IDA. The story I think I said to you previously, our first year in Boston, the head of North America at the time said, you've got 50 people on your trip. Normally, we've got 25 people in North America in the IDA. So now we've got three times the message, or we can amplify the message. So to have experts in tax, in talent, in property, in banking, to be able to give the IDA's message directly, it was absolutely amplifying, complementing the message.
And that message, as you say, kind of 10 years ago since the first trip over to the States, and the country would have been mired in recession really at the time, and the challenges would have been different, the opportunities maybe packaged a little differently. How has the message changed or evolved?
Yeah, really good question. You're right. I mean, people are talking about Team Ireland. We were looking at the face of like high unemployment, and that was the rationale, the passion behind coming first. It's evolved because, as you know, we're a lot more stable at this moment. I think we still need to maintain the connections, though, with the US. I think we cannot let them go, you know, particularly even the current administration with Biden. You know, a lot of people are saying we should be using those Irish connections. And obviously, with COVID, we haven't been here. And then the other message that we've said previously is there's a lot of Irish companies investing in the US. And previously, when we were in Washington, we were very much emphasizing the bilateral nature of the relationship, you know.
Claire Kelly is with us as well, the director of Glandor. Claire, you're welcome as well to our studios here in the US. For people at home, what do Glandor do?
Glandor is an Irish family business established 21 years ago, and we provide flexible workspace to a whole host of businesses, both Indigenous and also international companies. But we've probably developed quite a strong track record in supporting US multinationals and scaling startups to establish a base in Ireland. So we provide them with office space. We provide them with, you know, incredible customer service, wrap our arms around them and try to give them very best start to their operations in Ireland.
So what type of reception have you been getting then here in Chicago?
It's phenomenal. Like, we travelled out. I'm here with my father. As I said, it's a family business. So we're the whole family are out. And also my colleague Henry. And we travelled out on Sunday. And we've had meetings pretty much since then. So we've travelled to meet some of our members out outside of Chicago and in around the city, and you know they're excited to expand in Ireland. So these are existing companies, and I think that's really important to maintain the relationships with our existing investors into Ireland, but also see how we can support their growth, because now obviously a lot of them are coming out of the pandemic. They're looking to expand their footprint in Ireland, but it's also about attracting new prospects to Ireland. And I suppose that, as Aidy was saying, you know, we're here to complement the efforts of the IDA to bring awareness to what Ireland has to offer now post-pandemic, and that's what we're here to do this week.
And I assume when it comes to the metrics for success of a trip like this, there are tangibles and intangibles. There are the actual jobs created, and then there's the relationships formed that might lead to jobs down the line.
Absolutely. But, you know, what's amazing, you know, Aidy mentioned that it's 10 years since the first Gateway trip. But there's incredible experience within the group. And I think that's what's hugely valuable for the US companies that are looking at Ireland to establish a base. That this network that we've been cultivating and building over the last 10 years, but also the relationships go back even further. Sigmar 20 years in business this year, Glandor 21 years in business. There's a number of our the companies on this trip that, you know, the relationships go back 20, 30 years. Mm. So the companies that are looking at Ireland, they get the benefit of those relationships and that track record in supporting companies coming to Ireland.
Some kind of economic news at home as well today, Aidy, and, you know, we've Exchequer returns better than expected on top of Exchequer returns better than expected for the entire 2021 period. We also, though, have some kind of downgrading of growth forecast from the central bank, which was expected given what's happening in Ukraine and inflation. We're also in a post-Brexit world. I'm thinking of, again, of the differences since 2012, since that first trip and post-pandemic. Like, what is the sales pitch today?
Well, to your previous point, Ciarán, it's a really good question. Do we measure it? The Americans use the word friend-raising. You know, and as Claire says, we've been doing it for 10 years and really developed those friends. So hopefully the legacy of that is not for this year or next year, but also for the next 10 years. Mm. So like our message for today, talent is a big one. It happens to be our area is a big one. And we think it's a challenge in Ireland because it is, but it's a bigger challenge here. So I think for companies to look at it, I mean, we held a talent summit in Ireland 2 weeks ago, and we had people from all over the world, including NASA. We got the Ukrainian ambassador to give an ask to, for everyone to hire people. So the message is that we still would like new business coming in. One of the things we were talking about earlier was the value add, the nature of the jobs has, to your previous point, has changed a lot in the last 10, 15 years. Microsoft, IBM, Digital, these companies started off low-end manufacturing. I was in South Carolina yesterday. It's a lot of low-end manufacturing. For all those companies, Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, it's mainly professional levels in Ireland. So to increase that, the quality of the jobs, which makes them more sticky in Ireland too.
And I'm interested, what are the types of questions those say manufacturing companies you mentioned ask about Ireland? You know, there's some of those bigger tech companies that are already multinationals, even those that maybe that don't have a footprint in Ireland yet, you know, that they have experience in operating overseas. I mean, someone who maybe who's just, you know, operating in South Carolina and the states around it, and you say, listen, what about coming to Ireland? What do they ask?
We say growing into Ireland, by the way. We don't want them, you know, moving operations. Yeah, that's okay. Politically sensitive. But honestly, the first question is about talent. I mean, Claire would probably agree. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't always. It might have been about broadband. It might have been about tax. I don't think it's as big an issue as always made out. Obviously, we've managed a slight increase in corporation tax, to me, as a nation, really, really well. Mm. But the big question at all levels is about talent. Can we get them? Can we keep them? And how much is it going to cost?
Is that's what you're hearing as well, Claire?
Absolutely, yeah. We had a meeting with a prospect the other day, and that was the key thing. They wanted to know how to manage that, you know, and you know, they're looking at potentially a hybrid. You know, the world of work is changing so much, but they'll go where the talent is. And thankfully, we've got an incredible talent base in Ireland. So, you know, it makes sense. It makes life easier for them to know that this is where, you know, that the talent is based.
And even if we say Ireland's gateway to Europe, it's also gateway to European talent. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's a story that we need to say again. The US, we take that for granted. Obviously, mm-hmm. the nearly cliche now about being the only English-speaking company. Yeah. And in the EU, and the cultural synergies, you know, they get it. And as Claire says, even the last few days, all the companies, it was great energy last night, wasn't there? You know, they've all had meetings. And I know there's probably two delegations going to come to Ireland later this year on the back of the last few days. And we're only halfway through our trip.
Halfway through the trip, as you say, and down to Boston, I know, over the next couple of days. And we're going to be broadcasting as well, the Hard Shoulder from Boston. Tomorrow and Friday, there's plenty of things happening. We'll try and squeeze in a few more events as well, a bit of entertainment like the Chicago Bulls. I haven't mentioned how much I paid for beer at the Chicago Bulls Stadium last night. My God, my eyes were watering. But anyway, it was great fun, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of fun between now and Friday right here on the show, and for everybody travelling with Ireland Gateway to Europe. And a lot of hard work as well done in terms of drumming up some of that that investment and that relationship building. Listen, Aidy, pleasure as always, good to see you. Aidy McGuinness of Ireland Gateway to Europe, and Claire Kelly, who's a director of Glandor.
The Hard Shoulder on News Talk with the all-new Nissan Qashqai. now electrified with mild hybrid power. See nissan.ie.